2018. Certainly it is a great pleasure and honor to be here with you at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. We want to begin this morning by reading a text and speaking on a particular subject from it. It's found in the book of 1 John, chapter 5. And it's verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Now, faith is a very important subject to the child of God that's born again of the Spirit of God. But faith is the most misunderstood subject of all the Bible. Because if those in the religious world that believe an alien sinner dead in trespasses and in sin must exercise himself in faith toward God in order for God to reciprocate from that faith and give him eternal life, then he doesn't understand at all what the Scriptures have to say about the word faith. Faith is something that can only be seen or exercised by a person that is already born of God. And the reason for that is faith comes to us from God as a gift. And what I want to do this morning, that this scripture says, anything that we face in this world, we can overcome it as a result of the fact that we have faith. Faith is critical. Faith is important to every born again child of God. To an alien sinner, a man that has not experienced the new birth, faith means nothing, and he has it not, and he can do nothing about it. He must have that gift that comes to him from God. Now, what I want to take a look at this morning, remembering this as we endeavor to begin in the new year of 2018, exercising ourselves in faith to overcome anything that we face in the world or that the world brings against us. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, what I want to do this morning, I want to take a look at some scriptures that tell us something about faith. First of all, we'll see a scripture that tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot please God without faith. Now, that's true not only from unregenerate sinner that doesn't have faith, but even us who are God's children, we cannot please God unless we have faith in Him, faith in His Word, and faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. It's impossible to please God without the exercise in our lives of faith toward God. That's critical. That's very important. We'll also see a scripture that describes and defines for us what faith is. And we'll also see a scripture that says this about faith, that all men do not have faith. I remember a conversation I was having with a man that believed that you must exercise faith in order to be born of God. And when I showed him that scripture that said all men have not faith, his response was, "Well, I don't care what the Bible says. All I know is what I've been taught." You know, that's the way a lot of people are in this world. They don't really know. They don't really care. They don't want to know what the Bible said. They just know what they've been taught, and that's what they believe. But I don't want to ever get to that point that I would say anything I believe. I don't care what the Scripture says. I just know what I've been taught or what I believe. I believe what this book says, and if anything this book says to me that overturns a position that I hold, I'm going to follow this book. This book is God's holy, inspired, and infallible Word. So we're going to see a scripture that says all men have not faith. We're also going to look at a scripture this morning that tells us that faith comes to us as a gift from God. And not only that, then we'll see a scripture in closing out this morning, a scripture that tells us that faith is one of the ninefold fruits of the Spirit of God, and you can't bear the fruit of the Spirit of God unless you have the Spirit of God. So let's take a look at those scriptures, keeping in mind our text. Whosoever or whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now let's take a look at some of those scriptures, and we'll begin at the one that says that all men have not faith. And it's found in the book of 2 Thessalonians. And so it says here in chapter 3 of 2 Thessalonians, it says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you." And then he says, "And pray also that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." Now you see, that was a scripture the gentleman I was speaking to says, "I don't care what the Bible says. All I know is a man must have faith in God in order for God to reciprocate to him and give him life and carry him to heaven." No faith is that comes from a man that has already received life from God. All men don't have faith. Now, you know, this scripture in itself that I just read, it seems to be contrary to what the missionary world of the religion that we religions that we live in today are accomplishing or trying to do. They are wanting to send men out into the world world to approach and find unregenerate, unreasonable, and wicked men that they might convince them to express faith and be born of God. You see, they don't. They haven't read this scripture that all men have no faith. All men don't have faith. And only those that God has given faith have faith. It says that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you and keep you from evil? So we see there that all men do not have faith. Now we'll turn over here to the book of Hebrews, and we'll see a scripture that says this. That it says in verse 6 of chapter 11, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's impossible for me or for you or for anyone to please God without you exercising yourselves in the faith that God has given to you in the new birth. You must exercise yourself and bear the fruit of faith in your life to please God. It's impossible to please him without it. And a natural man, absent of being born of the Spirit of God, has no faith to please God with. And then this same chapter gives the very definition of faith, and we'll read it. Chapter 11, verse 1 and 2 tells us what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now, that says it's a substance. It's something that you have. It's something that God has placed within you. It's something that you recognize because you have a hope of things. You have a hope that when you die, you're going to heaven. That is your faith. You wouldn't have a hope of going to heaven if you didn't have faith. It wouldn't be something that would even enter your mind. You'd be, as the scripture says about the wicked through the pride of its countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts, but a man that has faith and has a hope of heaven and a hope in Jesus, that Jesus paid your sin debt and cleared and justified you before God. All of that is your hope, and that's the substance of your faith. Substance is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. So we see first of all here now that everyone doesn't have faith. We see now also that it's impossible to please God without faith. And we see here what faith is described as. It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Well, if all of this is true, where does faith come from then? And we'll find that in the book of Ephesians, where it says this about where faith comes from. It says in verse 8 of chapter 2, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." Now there it is. By grace are ye saved through faith. Now, some people will confuse this scripture and try to say that says you got to have from an alien state faith in God in order to be saved by the grace of God. But that they don't read the rest of it here. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Now, what is that saying? That's saying to me, and it's saying to you, that if you have faith in God, you've been saved by grace through the faith that God has given to you. God gives you faith when He reaches down and rescues you from the fallen state you're in Adam, and gives you eternal life. He doesn't offer it to you. He gives it to you. And when He speaks life unto the dead hear. He's the only one that can speak life to the dead, and the dead will hear. That's the reason I'm confident of the day of the resurrection of our bodies. When He speaks life unto the dead bodies that are in the grave, they will hear. Why? Because the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. He speaks and it's done. He commands and it stands fast. Therefore, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. In other words, not because of anything you did, not because you believed, not because you came forward and offered yourself a membership to the church, not because you went to the waters of baptism and was submersed underwater. None of that has anything to do with what God has done for you when He quickened you, gave you life, and gave you faith when He did it. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, the things that we have when God gives us life, He gave us that, and we should, not that we would. All of God's children don't walk in the path of faith as they should. Will that keep them out of heaven when they die? No, it won't, but it'll keep them from enjoying the eternal life that they have in this life, in the years that they have in this life that they live. And that's a very crucial and important thing to every single child of God, that we live by faith toward God and enjoy the benefits of the eternal life that He's given us while we live here in this life. Now, we'll look at one other scripture in closing out this morning, and it's found in the book of Galatians. And you're all familiar with it. It described for us ninefold fruits of the Spirit of God. These are fruits that each born again child of God bears in his life as he lives here in this life. It's found in Galatians chapter 5, and it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is, and these are the ninefold fruits: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. There it is, faith. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You know, if I'd have walked up here this morning and I'd have told you, and I held up an orange, and I told you I went to LJ before I got here, and I got an orange that I picked off of an apple tree over there, you'd think I was crazy. No, you can only have an orange from an orange tree. Why? Because an orange is the fruit of an orange tree. If I had an apple, you'd know I did go to LAJ and I picked an apple because it is a fruit of an apple tree. An apple tree can't bear oranges. An orange tree can't bear apples. And you can't have faith unless you have the Spirit of God. Why? Because faith is a fruit of the Spirit of God. Yes, if the religious world just understood these scriptures that I've gone over this morning, they'd understand that there's no way an alien sinner, dead in trespasses and in sin, can do anything of himself to recover from the state that he's in. He must have faith that comes to him by the grace of God and the grace of God alone. Now back to our text. For whatsoever is born of God, if you've been birthed by the Lord Jesus Christ and quickened into life, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I thank you for your attention. Please pray for Brother Will Martin now as he comes to preach to us. Thank you very much.
What shall I render to my God for
to me.